Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast as we head into the end of March 2022. Still stumble every once in a while when I say March or 2022. Kind of got stuck in February for a while there with the nicer weather. Ended up ending March with a snowstorm, which is rare where I live, but it happens. One of the things that I think about and consider, and one of the things that I've been evaluating for many years, is a couple of concepts that I find intriguing and interesting. One of the concepts is the concept of automation. And automation, there are three things that we have to think about, right? There's machine learning, there's machine intelligence, and then there is automation. Now, automation simply removes some of the guesswork from a process, right? It's repeatable, it's done over and over again. Therefore, what we're doing ultimately is driving a repeatable process, making it easier to do the same thing over and over and over and over again. Automation, repeatable, easily repeated. So as we consider easily repeated, that's what automation drives for us. So it's those tasks, those abilities, those capabilities that ultimately are easily repeated and therefore are ultimately easy for us to consume. The other two, machine learning and machine intelligence, do more with machine learning is the concept of pattern matching and looking for complex patterns within in data and information. And artificial intelligence, or machine intelligence as I call it, is the same concept of literally how human beings think. It is applying indirect or direct logic to a problem and coming up with a solution that may or may not be in the data. Machine learning will give you the answer if the answer is in the data, or the answer can be found by manipulating the data. Machine intelligence will give you the data, will give you the answer even if it's not there. One of my favorite examples of that is, you know, they used to say all the time that Albert Einstein, you know, failed math. Well, he didn't fail math. He just didn't like putting the proofs in geometry, and because it was very plain to him what the answer was, and he answered the question, and then, you know, he got frustrated that the teacher felt that he needed to write out the proofs. Well, you know, in a basic math class, you're supposed to write out the proofs, right? That's kind of the point of the basic math class. So, you know, Einstein wasn't following the rules, and therefore didn't get a good grade. It happens. It's, you know, it ultimately is how people do or don't succeed sometimes in life. But, you know, the application of those three things are very different, right? If we look at traffic lights in a city, traffic lights are automated today, right? There's a sequence, right? If you drive 20 miles on the same road, there's a sequence when lights will be green, when lights will be yellow, when lights will be red. Machine learning takes a look at what traffic is on the road, the time of day, and changes the traffic pattern to better support the flow of traffic, depending on the time of day, number of cars that are traveling, so on and so forth. Artificial intelligence might reroute cars, might create new paths for cars to go so that they were able to avoid the bottleneck and also therefore not create a bottleneck for other drivers. So, you know, the three things are there. They're readily applied throughout our world today. And they're things that we use all the time without even thinking about it. You know, automation is something that we don't often think about. We just do. We flip that switch and expect the automation engine to turn on and deliver whatever it is we're looking to be automated. So I'll end with this last thought about the three. You know, first of all, I do understand that there is significant trepidation in the world today among a lot of people that automation, machine learning, and machine intelligence will take humans' jobs. I do agree that there is a possibility that will happen, but I would also like to point out that some of the jobs that these systems will take may not be jobs people really ultimately want in the long run. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast.